let's get to a setting the bar story.
That is an example of what not to do or situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you heard someone hot-wired a car and stole it from a parking lot, probably not that surprising. But
it happens, unfortunately.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a horse and buggy from the parking lot of a Walmart, then you're doing okay.
That is different. We don't hear that as often.
No, this happened up in Michigan. And fortunately, there was a witness. There was a truck driver who saw a suspicious woman come out of the Walmart, take a buggy, and that belonged to her. No, it belonged to an Amish family. And the cops, they kind of knew who this person was. They had had some interaction with her earlier in the day at that Walmart. But
oh, wasn't her first rodeo?
No, not even that. Her first rodeo that day.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Right. So police found the stolen horse and buggy later that night. They were able to find the suspect at a nearby motel. And yeah, the horse and buggy were returned unharmed.
Okay, that's good. That's a good ending to the story. I would think that a horse and buggy, like if they put an APB out, say, we're looking for one.
Well, it's like when people steal ambulances and things like that. It's like
they're going to find that.
Yeah. And for one, I might know how to drive an ambulance. I'm not going to necessarily know how to drive a horse and buggy.
No. Apparently they figured it out, though.
I mean, I maybe... Thinking back
snacks?
To
do you offer snacks?
offer snacks. Thinking back to all the movies and things that I've seen of people like on the with horses and things. And, I don't know. You get
they
on the little thing and go,
yeah.
I don't know. What would you do? Yeah.
Let's just leave Walmart. Yeah.
Hi. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. So, anyways, there's your setting the bar story.